What's going on, everybody? Hope you have a great day. Welcome back to Manage the Wild. I'm your host, Nick Madsen. I picked up a deer, turned it into a lab, and it had seven things wrong with it. Here's the deal. A guy has been watching a mature buck, larger than a 4x4. I think it was a 5x4. Very mature, very heavy antlers, waiting for it to drop sheds. It's in a highly trafficked, highly public area, and he's watching it every day, knowing it's getting close to dropping. After 2 weeks of watching it, he sees it laying down in a tree, and it's just on its side laying. And obviously, that's never a good sign. He watches it for a little bit longer, and ultimately, the buck died. He did call biologists, and nobody was able to get to this deer before it died. And so, the biologist got there, picks it up, and he asked me to take it in because he had to run to do some other things, wanted me to take it in. I take it in. The biologist sends me the video of this deer. I show it to the doctor who's going to perform the necropsy. The doctor looks at it and he goes, I think I'm going to take a guess without any information, and I'm going to say it's called the California ewe. What the California ewe is, it's Taxus brevifolia, a Pacific ewe, Western ewe. It's a species of evergreen conifer. It doesn't grow very tall, but what happens is it is highly, highly toxic, especially to mule deer. Oftentimes, things that when they eat it, it doesn't take very much and it will kill them pretty quick. Usually, mostly used in around like residential areas just to look pretty. But that's what it is. The Pacific ewe, California ewe. And he said, I'm pretty sure that's what I think it is. So he said, I'm going to run a battery of tests and then I'll let you know. Well, I got the information back. And it is not what he said it was. After running a bunch of studies, there's seven different things wrong with it. A lot of these I don't know how to pronounce correctly, so bear with me. Colitis, spiral colon, necrotizing, hemorrhagic with multiple vascular fibrin emboli. It was both acute and severe. Number two, hepatitis. Number three, sarcocytosis in the tongue and in the skeletal muscles. Number four, ticks. Number five, cysticercosis. Don't know what that is. And then nasal pharyngeal. It had like bot worms in its nose. Okay, but here's the real kicker. This is what ultimately killed it. It wasn't California ewe. What they believed, because there was a bunch of body decomposition. This is what it said. With while severe postmortem analysis hinders assessment of many of the tissues because it started breaking down, they couldn't do very good. Ultimately, they knocked it down to a couple. One, Salmonella septicemia. It was near a dairy, and there was also a pond, a retaining pond or a retention pond for all the different fluids coming off that farm. There is a possibility that it got salmonella from that area. You mix salmonella with all the different infections, and that is probably most likely the next killer. Sarcocytosis, it's what they call an incidental parasite, and it comes from feces that has been contaminated, or food that's been contaminated or infected by carnivore feces. So it could be cats, it could be dogs, but you have sarcocytosis mixed with salmonella. And ultimately, this big, large, mature deer, let's see, weighed over 150 pounds. So it started to lose some weight. I believe the biologist told me it was about 5 years old, four or five. So it's really coming into its prime. And ultimately, it is no longer. It's the weirdest thing, though. The body was shaken, laying on its side. That is just a normal, typical day. We will come across something that we don't recognize. The one thing the biologist is concerned about is maybe the sample when we brought the deer in, it was too deteriorated by the time we got it to the lab. I think he picked it up on a Saturday. They're not open Saturday or Sunday. We had to wait till Monday. I bring it in Monday. That's where that deterioration comes from. The biologist, though, is concerned that maybe we missed something and it's going to pop up again. So today, and I've been checking. We're also checking the dead deer app. We have an app that we log on all the points that we pick up dead deer. And he's looking for a hot spot in this area. See if it is California U, or is it going to be something a little bit different. CWD has popped up lower in the state. There is a concern that maybe it's been brought up here and we just haven't caught it until now. Definitely not CWD. They did check. But every day we're checking the app, looking at the hotspots, seeing if any hotspots are popping up. We're starting to pick up a lot of fawns in yards that have died from the wintertime. And then today, ultimately, in the area that the deer died, we were looking for a lot of carcasses starting to lay on the ground. That has not happened, so thank goodness. So hopefully it is just bot flies in the nose, a little bit of salmonella from bad water, and then some parasite, who knows where they picked it up, sarcocytosis. That is just one of the different things that I do. All right, you guys, have a great day. Stay wild.